Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, Serie A fan. After a well-earned two-week break, Scudetto squad is back. Kenny Bars and I will be keeping up with the Italians throughout this tournament, sharing a few beers, and swapping notes on the most honourable and dishonourable behaviour from the Italian contingent. First up, we've got Turkey, and the old man with a young age, on this episode of Scudetto. Hello and welcome to Euro 2020. As you all know, the tournament kicks off on Friday with the Azzurri up against Turkey at the Olimpico in Rome. And the rest of the squad will be here with me after that game to bring you match reaction and a preview of the next game. And we'll be doing that for every game for as long as Italy are in the tournament. But before that, we've got a little preview for you. We've spoken to TurkishSoccer.com's Ahmet Bobturgut to give us a little insight into the Azzurri's first opponents.
Hi, guys. This is Ahmet Bobturgut from TurkishSoccer.com at TurkishSoccer on Twitter. As far as my opinion, the match coming up on Friday against Italy, about Turkey facing Italy in Rome, I think it's going to be a very good match. As you well know, Italian national team has a very good defense, but let's not underestimate the Turkish national team. They have some young stars on defense, and I think this opening match of Euro 2020 playing in 2021 should be fun to watch. As far as what to look at some of the players on Turkish national team, starting on goalkeeper, probably you'll have the youngest goalkeeper in the goal. Most likely, Urcan Çakır from Trabzonspor will start in the goal. And on defense, you will see Umut Meraş, Çağlar Söyüncü, Zeki Çelik, and Merih Demiral. These are the players, most of them plays in Europe. They are very good young talent. As far as the left fullback, that is the question mark right now. Umut Meraş, and I don't know how he's going to do it, but I think Şenol Güneş, the coach of Turkish national team, might start with Umut Meraş and change him later on. It depends on how the match goes on. But you got to understand this. Two of the good teams has good defense, and Italy hasn't allowed only one goal, I believe, in their last 12 matches. They won their eighth straight match in a row. So Italy playing at home and in front of their own fans and young Turkish national team. A tie for Turkey for Şenol Güneş should be a good start for this tournament. As far as the top players on this team, we could say the old man with a young age, young look, Burak Yılmaz, the striker, will be the top scorer for a Turkish national team. Burak Yılmaz, as you know, he played in French league this season. He made some fantastic goals in French league. So Burak Yılmaz and as far as Hakan Çalhanoğlu, those are the names that will stand out in this game against Italy. But as far as looking at the total tournament coming up, it is going to be tough if Turkey loses this match against Italy. But Turkish national team, Şenol Güneş set his hopes high for this match. They want to win this match, and they don't want to lose against Italy. So we'll see what happens. And after Turkey plays Italy, they travel to Baku, and then they will face Wales. So Wales game It's going to be a do-or-die match if they lose this match.
Our sincere thanks to Ahmet for his insight, and all the best to Turkey for the tournament after they lose to Italy in the first game, of course. We'll be here with a full squad in a few days' time to bring you reaction to that game and a preview of the game against Switzerland. Until then, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favourite listening platform, and follow us on Twitter at ScudettoPod. We'll speak to you in a few days' time. Until then, enjoy the Euros.
Che sta decretando lo scudetto del Milan in questo preciso istante.
Finita! La Juventus è campione d'Italia questa data, il 6 maggio.
Tutto in anticipo, la Roma è campione d'Italia per la stagione 2000-2001.
Il titolo del 2008, l'Inter è campione d'Italia, 16° scudetto per la squadra.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.